Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, June 21st, 2019. I'm Mary Sherman. Here's a look at what's making headlines today. As tensions with Iran intensify, President Trump and top leaders consider their next move. A methane rule rollback comes under fire, and the end of a USDA pilot program could mean summer hunger for some Oregon kids. Our top story, President Donald Trump met with top military leaders and members of Congress at the White House following a drone attack by Iran. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the administration is considering a measured response. Iran struck down a U.S. military drone on Thursday, claiming it was in Iranian airspace. But American military officials say it was in international airspace. President Trump has described the incident as potentially unintentional. However, when asked if the U.S. would respond with a counterstrike, Trump said, "You'll soon find out." More than 50 members of Congress have signed onto legal documents, arguing that a proposed rollback of methane rules by the U.S. Interior Department violates federal law. Roz Brown has the story.
An amicus brief filed Thursday by lawmakers says eliminating the 2016 methane and waste prevention rule not only wastes natural gas resources, but also harms the public interest. Speaking at a news conference, New Mexico Senator Tom Udall noted that public lands belong to the people, not private corporations.
But until the 2016 methane waste prevention rule was put in place, oil and gas companies were venting and flaring methane into the atmosphere with reckless abandon.
The BLM says the Obama-era regulations on oil and gas companies to modernize equipment and reduce methane leaks are not in line with the Trump administration's energy dominance goal.
A federal appeals court on Thursday lifted nationwide injunctions imposed by lower courts on the Trump administration's new family planning rules, which prohibit federally funded family planning clinics from discussing abortion with patients. Pro-life groups applauded the rules for blocking federal funding for Planned Parenthood. However, some medical groups cautioned the rules could interfere with sensitive conversations between doctors and patients. 1 in 5 Oregon children is food insecure, and that insecurity skyrockets during the summer without access to nutritious meals at school. Summer hunger could be worse this year because of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's decision to end the summer EBT pilot program in the state. Eric Tegedoff reports.
The program provides families about $30 a month per child while school is out. Jeff Clean with Oregon Food Bank says Oregon has been a summer EBT pilot state for the past 7 years, and last year disbursed about $7.5 million in funds. He says they'll face bigger barriers to food without the program.
It does mean that compared to last year, 70,000 kids will be without those benefits to help them through the summer.
Families do have other options this summer. About 3.7 million children across the country receive free meals and snacks through the Summer Food Service Program. Heidi Keween is with Northwestern Ohio Community Action Commission and says many sites also offer enrichment programming to keep kids engaged.
We'll have one craft table available at all times, and then we have new recreational activities for those who are ready to go and want to really get out there and socialize. And we have some educational activities.
Local sites can be found by calling the USDA National Hunger Hotline at 1-866-348-6479. An amendment to the Pennsylvania state constitution promoted as enshrining the rights of crime victims may be on the ballot in November, but opponents fear it could do more harm than good. Andrea Sears explains.
Marcy's Law passed in the Senate for the second time on Wednesday, but must be approved by voters in the general election before it can go into effect. Supporters say the amendment would give crime victims rights equal to those of the accused, like a right to restitution, to be advised of all developments, and a right to refuse depositions and discovery requests. But according to Elizabeth Randall at the ACLU of Pennsylvania, the law gives alleged victims a role in criminal proceedings before there's been a determination of guilt.
By inserting them into the process and giving them constitutional rights, it would run headfirst into the presumption of innocence that the framers were insistent was in place before the state was able to incarcerate, if not execute, someone.
She notes that Marcy's Law doesn't bring any additional resources for victim services and has no provisions to guarantee that it is enforced.
Now to Maryland, where a new report from the Able Foundation suggests an overhaul of the child support system is needed.
It says the child support amounts ordered for many low-income parents are unrealistically high, and policies around enforcement and collection are unnecessarily punitive. The result is that many men get caught in a cycle of debt they can't escape. Lori Ruth of the Women's Law Center of Maryland thinks it's inappropriate for the state to order a parent to pay when it's clear the parent cannot.
It really is not beneficial to the children in the long run to order somebody to pay child support that they're never going to be able to pay.
The report recommends the state ensure that courts base child support orders on a parent's ability to pay, using their actual income rather than potential earnings. This is Diane Bernard reporting.
The Supreme Court ruled Thursday that a Peace Cross War Memorial on public land outside Washington, D.C. can stand. Despite claims that a cross memorial on public land violated the Constitution, in a 7-2 decision, the court determined that factors like the memorial's history support the idea that it is not religious in nature. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.